Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Well, good afternoon. Happy Monday. Starting the week off here at the Erie County Fair. It is hot. And let me tell you, not only is it hot at the fair, it's a sauna in this tent. But we are bringing you live from the fair every day this week and happy to do so. And today is Taste of the Fair, my favorite day. It's also Joe Beamer Blooming Onion Day. We'll talk about that later in the show. But we are joined by Miranda and Tina from The Bacon Bomb.
Yes.
All right, Miranda. Now tell us, before we get started, where are you guys located?
We are located on Trackside down from I Got It.
Okay. Now, have you played I Got It since you've been here?
No, I have not.
Have you ever played I Got It?
Yes, I have, but I don't got it.
No? Have you ever gotten a big victory?
No.
No? No, me either. One of our coworkers got a goal light once playing I Got It. I've never won anything except for another turn.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, because it seems like when I win, everyone else wins, and then they just give out tickets for a free turn. Now, you guys have the Bacon Bomb, but today is Taste of the Fair. What will people be getting for $3 at your tent?
We are giving you a jumbo chicken leg. It is smoked for 3 hours, and it has a signature rub on it and our barbecue.
And I've had a few bites. It's absolutely delicious. It's a big leg, right? I mean,
yeah.
I'm telling you, of the deals here, that's probably one of the best ones, and it's delicious. Now, that's your Taste of the Fair. What
yes.
would you say is your specialty?
The specialty is the Bacon Bomb itself. It's Italian sausage. In the middle, it's rolled up with cheese and bacon, and then it's wrapped in bacon, smothered with cheese, barbecue, and crumbles of sausage and bacon on it on a nice Kaiser roll with extra barbecue.
And you would say that flies off the shelves?
That's our biggest seller.
Okay, now what's your favorite thing?
The nachos. I love the pulled pork nachos.
Okay, now I'm the guy, we go to a sports bar or something, it's nachos before we even look at the menu. I want your nachos on the table. What is on the nachos at the Bacon Bomb?
So it's the nacho cheese, the pulled pork barbecue, scallions, jalapenos, and sour cream.
Oh, that sounds delicious.
It's amazing.
A good serving?
Yeah, it's a 3-pound boat.
Now, you're living here at the Erie County Fair.
Yes.
Okay, so do you get to walk around the grounds and check everything else out?
Yeah, on our breaks we get to do that.
Now, you're from Pennsylvania, you said.
Yes, I am.
Okay, so what do you think of the Erie County Fair so far?
Actually, I was really nervous coming up here. I heard people are a little ruder up south, but everyone's been very kind. So yeah. I actually like it. It's huge. I'm used to the York Fair. That's maybe an eighth of here.
Right.
So, yeah.
Now, what do you think about the heat?
The what?
The heat.
This is nothing compared to York. You guys at least get a breeze with the lakes. York, it's like scorching with no breeze. So this is awesome to me.
And what's it like being in that tent?
We have AC. Our owner takes very great care of us. We got air conditioned.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
Now, do some of the other fair workers here get all jealous and...
I don't know. They might. We just don't tell them.
Now, so we've talked about the chicken. We have the nachos.
Mm-hmm.
What else can we get? Is there a drink you guys specialize in?
No, we also have pulled pork sandwiches. Mm. That's our 12-hour slow-roasted pulled pork with barbecue on a Kaiser bun as well.
Nice.
And then we offer coleslaw as a side or on it.
That was my next question. You can't have pulled pork without the coleslaw.
Yep.
Now, is that homemade coleslaw?
Yes, we make it from scratch.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, I'm going to have to go get some of that as well. And now your track side. Taste the fair. I say everyone go and get this. This is delicious.
It's amazing for the price.
No offense. I can't wait till this interview's over so I can finish what I've got here. So that's $3. That's what you get. It's a huge serving. Let me tell you, it's a big one, guys. It's not just a chicken wing. It's a big one. And you guys are trackside. Now, you get to walk around the fair. Is there anything anything else you like? Have you caught on to something that like, this is pretty cool?
Butcher Boys, they're really good. They had gyros that were like amazing for not being Greek people. They know what they're doing. We've had the boba. That's really good. I've tried some mac and cheese the other day. That was very well.
Mac and cheese really has like come out of nowhere. Like,
yeah.
Mac and cheese used to just be out of a box, and now it seems like everyone has a mac and cheese.
Yep, and they can do it. We're talking about possibly doing it. Maybe. We'll see.
Uh-oh, there's a tease for next year?
Right, maybe.
All right, so your track side. Now, explain to the listeners, because there's a lot of vendors here. Right. They're looking for you. How do they find you track side?
You will look for the trailer that has a big pig with a cigar in it. Smell.
That's awesome. And you can probably smell it as you're
And you can smell it. As soon as they open that smoker, there's a big cloud of smoke, and all you smell is some barbecue, some pulled pork barbecue.
That's absolutely amazing. Amazing. Now, we also have Tina here. That's Miranda you're hearing. We've got Tina here, and Tina's working at the Bacon Bomb as well.
Correct.
And but Tina, you said something, and now this is all I'm focused on. You said something about van life.
Correct.
All right. Yes. Explain to us, when you're not here, what you're doing.
I'm just traveling all over the U.S. I live in my van.
Okay.
So I,
Where do you park?
Right here, parking at the fair, but like out west, so I'm from Illinois, so west of Illinois, we have actually a lot of BLM land, which is Bureau Land Management, and you can park there for free.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah.
So you're not living in a Walmart parking lot?
No.
Okay.
No.
Now, what's your van have? Because, I've seen these videos where people, they'll pull out something, they can shower from something that extends.
I have an AC in there. I've got a tent for the outside. I can shower, use to, go to the bathroom and all that other stuff. But, yes.
Wow.
I have it all set up.
That is fascinating. I love road trips. I drive down to Virginia all fall for Virginia Tech football games. I am a huge road trip fan. What made you want to start doing that?
You know what? I've traveled with my children all the time, and now they're all adults, and they're all out of the house. They're okay, and I just want to just travel and visit all the states.
So what's your average dinner, like meal look like living out of your van?
Honestly, I pre-tripped for a whole year, so I have a lot of freeze-dried food and stuff like that. So that's what I do. But being here at the fair, I get to eat all the food that we want for free. So
that's even better.
Yeah, I'm liking this.
Now, she said the nachos were her favorite thing on the menu. What's your favorite thing on
the
menu?
I'm going to have to say the nachos or the bacon bun. But the nachos for sure, yes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, I know
it's just, you got that crisp, the crunch of the chips. And, you got the barbecue and the cheese and the meat and all the toppings.
And that barbecue sauce is delicious, as I said. I can't wait till we're done so I can have more of this.
Right.
All right. Well, Tina, do you like go on social media and, document your travels?
I'm starting it. Yes.
That is awesome. I watch these videos all the time, like TikTok and YouTube.
Uh-huh.
And that is awesome. I tell myself I want to do that. I think it would be a lot of fun.
It is so much fun.
I mean, do you ever just start driving and not have a destination?
Yes. All the time.
Really?
Yes, all the time.
So where's the most crazy place that you've ended up when you weren't intending to go there?
When I was, okay, so in, I believe it was in Arizona, I ended up in this ghost town, is called Two Guns Ghost Town. And so it was, I was just driving by, I seen it, I was like, well, what is this? But then they had the Apache war there, so they've got an underground cave and, you know, some of the places that they lived in. It was an old abandoned zoo. I mean, it was just, it was all in one area. It was really cool.
That's amazing. That's amazing. Well, I can't wait to see you document this because I will be your first follower, I promise.
Right.
And you guys, again, it's the Bacon Bomb. You were in the Hammis Barbecue. I got bombed at Hammis Barbecue.
Right.
You got the pig smoking the cigar, trackside. I say try the chicken, try the nachos, pulled pork, but you got to get the coleslaw.
Right.
And I will definitely be by because I'm going to get a little bit of everything that I just mentioned.
Well, and a fun fact is that you can only get the Bacon Bomb here because our boss has it trademarked.
Really? All right.
Yeah, so you can't get it anywhere else.
And that's, I'm telling you, that is something people talk about. People talk about that Bacon Bomb.
Oh, so yeah. Yep.
That is awesome. Well, ladies, thank you for being the first guests of the week. Really appreciate it.
Thank you for having us.
And thank you for the chicken. I really appreciate that, too.
For sure.
Anytime.
And I'll be by. Our listeners will be by. Make sure when you go, you tell them you heard Tina and Miranda on the Joe Beamer Show on WBEN. Make sure you give the plug. Ladies, thank you so much. I really appreciate
it. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.
And that is the taste of the fair. It's going on all day today. And make sure you check that out. The Bacon Bomb, it's what people always talk about when they're, you know, oh, I went to the fair and I got the Bacon Bomb. So make sure you get that. And believe me, when I find Tina's YouTube channel, it'll be on my social media. 803-0930, star 930, that gets you on the show. It's a scorcher out here, guys. I'm telling you. Make sure you're well hydrated. I have a water bottle, an energy drink, and a lemonade all here. And make sure you get the sunscreen on. I got sunburned over the weekend. Just make sure that you are hydrated to come. But it is a beautiful day outside. And like I ended Hardline yesterday, in 3 months, we're going to be complaining about how cold it is. So take this in, enjoy it, and make sure you enjoy summer because next thing you know, we're talking pumpkin spice, we're talking Halloween costumes, and, you know, you want to be able to say that you enjoyed summer. So that is one offering at the Taste of the Fair today. And the next segment, because it's not only a Taste of the Fair day, it's the annual Joe Beamer Blooming Onion Day. Because, you know, I couldn't say this when other guests around. That was great. That is great. You should go visit them. But the Blooming Onion, in my opinion, is the greatest fair food, right? You can get it any kind of fair setting. So I can't wait to try the Blooming Onion. The chicken was just an absolute, an awesome addition. Like, I'm telling you, the chicken they brought over is great. They sold me on those nachos. I'll be getting those before the week is over. And again, we're gonna have a Blooming Onion here at 1:30. Also, you know, to follow up yesterday, the Veterans Day at the fair, I think it's an awesome thing that that they do to acknowledge the veterans. It's something that, again, I don't think, you know, we don't do enough in just recognizing the people who have fought for our freedoms, the reason we get to do things like the fair, the reason we get to get on the radio and complain about local government or country government or state government, right? We have those freedoms. We take them for granted every day, and it's thanks to the men and women who put it all on the line for us. So I was really, I'm really happy when they do that every year at the fair, and it was great to have those guests on to talk about it yesterday. And like I said, the flag retreat they do every night and give the flag that flew over the fair of the day to a veteran. And so God bless them for that. Also, lots going on. As I said, in the second hour, we're going to talk about some stuff that happened over the weekend. Now, David talked about the Governor Hochul interview on Fox. Now, I will give the governor credit. She went on Fox, so she deserves an applaud for that. That is more than Mark Poloncarz will do, Sean Ryan will do. They avoid this station because they don't like the opinion of the opinion host. So I have to give the governor credit for going on Fox News. But again, as David pointed out, I think Shannon Bream should have pointed out, well, the Kathy Hochul, who won NY27 at the time, that's not a district anymore, NY27 is not the same Kathy Hochul as today. That was an NRA candidate. She got the favoring of the NRA. So I think that should have been pointed out. She has gone more left, to be fair, as people leave. The state's going more left. Not all of us, right? There's still 40-some percent of us who are not going to the left. But she obviously does not hold the same things that she ran on in 2012 for NY27. So I would say that she doesn't understand. She used that as an excuse to say, I understand conservatives, and they're not happy either. Well, give me an example. Again, I applaud you for going on Fox News. You are from Buffalo and haven't been on this station since the eclipse. I think it was the last time Kathy Hochul was on WBEN. So do you understand them, or is that just a way of saying, you know, I know conservatives, and let me tell you, they're upset too. Do you? Why, because you talked to Shannon Bream for 10 minutes? It's definitely not because of what you did 13 years ago for your 6 months in Congress. So I thought that was interesting. And then the county executive. I try to go weeks without bringing the county executive up, but he inserts himself into every story that's going on. And over the weekend, he had a gathering at MLK Park, and a few of my friends were there. I'm not, you know, nothing. It's fine. I have, as I said, I have friends that disagree with me, and that's fine. They also will come on this show, though. That is the difference between friends of mine and the county executive. But he said, we need to start fighting. Let me get the exact quote, because I don't want to get called out for misquoting a politician. That's not something I will do. But the quote was from over the weekend. Where is it now? This is called poor prep from Joe Beamer. He was talking. Oh, there it is. So he said, great afternoon at MLK Park with Erie County Democratic Committee and friends as we begin to take back our country, one elected office at a time. Again, from Erie County. Also, how about you focus for once? Could this guy for once focus on what's going on in Erie County? Could for once, could he not go to Niagara County or go out to his vacation home in Seneca Falls or go back to Ohio or go down to Erie to campaign? Could he focus on Erie frickin' County? I'm sorry. I mean, we broke down the numbers a few weeks ago, but we are above the national average in things that we should be below, and we are below the national average in things like median household income. We are $7,000 lower than the national average. How does that work? So we're going to get into that in the second hour as well. But when we come back, it is my favorite day of the fair. It is Joe Beamer Blooming Onion Day, and we'll be talking about that here on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back to Joe Beamer live at the fair. And we are, it's Blooming Onion Day, ladies and gentlemen. And we're speaking with...
My name is Rigo.
Rigo. We've been talking Mets, Bandits, Syracuse football. We've been talking everything. Rigo is here from Colossal Onion. Rigo, how you doing, man?
Doing pretty well, pretty well. You're trying to stay hydrated here in this hot sun today.
Yes. I'll tell you, man. I was doing okay, and now I'm doing great. You brought the beautiful Blooming Onion. This is your signature.
That is my signature.
Okay.
We make our own breading. We make our own flour. We do our spices for our own sauce. Everything's made right in the stand.
Oh, my gosh. Now, this is going to be a crazy question. What got you to want to start doing Blooming Onions?
Well, actually, my pop started in 2001.
Wow.
Started it off, and then little by little, we just created it. And before you know it, here we are in 2025 still making them.
That's amazing. This is the signature of the fair, a Blooming Onion. That's a fair staple. Now, Colossal Onion, where are you located here on the fairgrounds?
We sit right on Broadway and 42nd, right by Gate 4, actually, right before you go into the Midway.
Beautiful, beautiful. And I'm telling you, I'm posting a ton of pictures of this on my social media. Colossal Onion, now, you go to 6 fairs a year, you said?
Yes, we do.
4 state?
4 state, 2 county.
Okay. And you said, no bias, this is your favorite.
Erie County is my favorite. Even I'm originally from Miami, Florida, go Dolphins.
Jimmy, dump that.
But yes, Erie County, the grounds, the people, the surrounding area, it's home away from home.
Really? Okay. Now, do you do New York State Fair?
I do the New York State Fair.
Oh, yeah, because you're from Syracuse.
I live in Syracuse,
you're in
yes.
Syracuse. What's that fair like? It's been a long time since I've even been close to those fairgrounds.
So the atmosphere has changed big time since the renovation a few years ago. You still get the big crowds and stuff like that, but you don't get that home feeling that you get here at Erie County, that welcome families in, everything's real tight-knit, everybody's real happy to be here. So it's definitely a big, big difference between the fairs.
Now, when people see the onion, right, they come running.
Oh, right? They're smiling.
When they see the... Now... At all those fairs, you do the Colossal Onion?
I do Colossal Onion here and in Syracuse, yes.
Okay, so when you're not doing fair, do you still make the Colossal Onion?
No, I try to get away from them.
I can't come over and get an onion from you?
If you're coming over, I will make you one, but it's not on the menu.
I can't believe people don't. If I knew you every Saturday, I'd be like, hey, I'm coming by. Can I get an onion?
Hey, if we're watching football, you know what? I'll turn on the fryer for you.
Now, Colossal Onion, you got the Blooming Onion. What else is on the menu over there?
We have also right next door, we have tater tots, we have mac and cheese, we have lemonade. And basically, we try to keep it simple, but we try to make good food.
I love that. Don't complicate it.
Nope.
Get the fair favorites out. When you're not doing this, guys, I did not know this when he was booked. When you're not doing this, you work at the Syracuse Mets.
Yep, I'm the operations manager there.
That's amazing, because listeners know I'm a diehard Mets fan. So you get to see the Mets come through. You get to see the minor league talent or the rehab, as you were saying.
Yep.
Now, we are sitting in. Now, you said you're originally from Miami, so this probably is nothing for you.
Oh, it's another damn paradise.
But what does, like, the demand of the fair with, you know, you've got the fryers going all day, you've got the demand for, you got to come and talk to me. How does that compare to your daily with the Mets?
Honestly, it's more of on hand here because it's my business, so right. It's all on me, and then I got a great staff with me that I bring with me. And compared to the Mets, we have a staff of 55 people, so there's a lot of delegation we could just pass off to different people, like, you do this, you do that. But at the end of the day, there's 5 of us running the show. So
it's amazing. That's amazing. And again, you are located right by Gate 4.
Yep.
Now, have you ever offered your services to the Mets? Have you ever said
hey? No. I try not to.
No.
That's a family secret. We're gonna keep it that way.
All right. Hey, I appreciate it. You have no idea. If you listen to my show, dude, I've been talking about this Blooming Onion since the fair ended last year. So this has absolutely made my day, Rigo. I want to thank you so much. And your favorite fair now. You do the colossal onion, and everyone better go and get the blooming onion. And when you go, say you listen to Rego on the Joe Beamer show. Give us the plug. We want them to come back next year. If no one says, I heard you on the Joe Beamer show, they go, well, why do I waste my time?
But you know what? I'll come and talk a little more Syracuse mess with you.
Oh, I would love to do that. Now, when you're, you know, obviously you have to man the colossal onion. But what's your what's one of your other favorite parts about the Erie County Fair? Do you get to go out and just walk the grounds?
I walk around here and there. Actually, my family's here from Syracuse walking around. I definitely have my favorite foods, like the Butcher Boys. I love their steak sandwiches. Other than that, I just try to man my booth and make sure everything's running properly.
Now, do you run into these same people at the New York State Fair?
We do travel together a lot. There's okay. A bunch of different people that we travel together a lot. So we're basically a lot of friendship going on here.
What does the fair life, you know, you live on the grounds for,
yep.
for these 12 days. What's that like? Like, you know, when the fair's closed down, you're all back there.
We're back at the camper. I'm more of a homebody, so I'm really just staying in the campground. But 10, 15 years ago, we definitely all got together, shot a little cornhole, drank a couple beers. But at the end of the day, it's business no matter what, even after the lights go off.
Now, have you been to any of the concerts at the Erie County Fair?
I have never been to a concert here.
Okay, because I think Everclear was the free concert last night.
Yep.
And I waited till after the show was done. They had Fake Foreigner here on Friday. Now, I didn't say anything on the air until the show was done, but Fake Foreigner, because they're touring with
yep.
no one from the original band. But they were here. You got the fireworks every night.
Which is beautiful.
Yeah. Okay, so you leave here at the end of the Erie County Fair. How close is the State Fair?
We're literally going to be open on Wednesday after we close down here on Sunday.
Okay, so you do six fairs, but you are boom, boom, boom.
We're moving. Luckily, after Syracuse, I got 3 weeks off before the State Fair of Virginia.
State Fair of Virginia, and that is?
It's in Doswell, Virginia.
Okay, yeah, what do you think of that fair?
I love it. Small, horse country. It's in the middle of nowhere. People just show up.
Yeah,
they just show up. I don't know how they find it, but they show up.
Now, you were telling me off the air about Miami. Now, yep. you do the
Miami
County?
The Miami-Dade County Youth Fair. Yep.
And now that's back in March. And yep. the only reason I knew that is because it seems like all the Florida County fairs are when spring training is going on.
Yep. Yep.
Because I'll see the Mets. They'll be out. Which again, maybe this will talk about why they're collapsing. But they'll be out at a fair like a day after a spring training game. What's that like? You know, because in March we're still. We still can't feel our feet up here.
So when I leave from Syracuse, it's like 10 degrees. I get to Miami, and you're looking at 85 degrees. So I got to get used to it real fast. But once you get going at the Miami Fair, man, it's a different ballgame. It's a completely different atmosphere down there. It's fast, it's moving, and it's late. They open at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, actually.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Okay. Now, will you ever, you know, because a lot of people up here, man, once it gets cold, they're down in Miami for the summer. You
yep.
ever get anyone that says, oh, I remember you from the Erie County Fair or the New York State Fair?
I've met a couple of people actually from here in the South Florida Fair in West Palm.
Okay.
They look at the stand like, wait a minute, are you in Erie County? You're like, yeah, we are. It's like, I bought food from you. So, yep, yep.
Now, where do you store this thing when you're not?
We have a yard north of Tampa in Homosassa.
Okay. Oh,
yep.
So you got to go down to Florida.
We store everything for that way. I don't have to winterize anything.
Okay. Is that after Virginia? Then you make it?
After the State Fair of North Carolina in Raleigh.
Okay, so you slowly make your way down.
Yep, we're done right after Halloween.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Wow, well, it's my favorite fair food. Everyone knows that listening. And please, guys, if you go see Rego and say, I heard you on the Joe Beamer Show, Colossal Onion, Gate 4.
Gate 4.
Broadway and 42nd.
Yes, sir.
All right, and I really want to thank you. You've made my fair.
I hope you like and enjoy it.
And you also work for the Mets. I mean, they couldn't have found me a better guest. They could not have found me a better guest. Rego, thank you so much, man. I really
thank
appreciate
you.
It.
Appreciate it.
Again, that is Rego with Colossal Onion. And I want to thank him. He's made my fair. And I will be – there will be no onion left once we get back from break. Let me tell you that. 803-0930, star 930. We are live at the Erie County Fair. And now we were talking with – we were supposed to be talking with someone, and we'll figure that out at 2 o'clock. We might have a guest at 2. We might just be talking about what I had planned at 2. But 803-0930 star 930 gets you on the show today, and you know it's a beautiful day. And I was thinking, you know, as I'm sitting here at the fair, I want to know from you, the callers here on WBEN. A lot of people have said. You know, this summer I have spent more time inside than any other summer. I do not understand that. Like, it has been, yes, I'm sweating, it's hot, I can be comfortable, I'm wearing my flip-flops, I've got shorts, and And, like, this is comfortable. This is comfortable weather. Yes, it's hot, but you can wear shorts. You can wear short sleeves. You can wear breathable material. You can hydrate. Like, I don't understand the complaining out there. Now, obviously, you know, you gotta be careful about it, right? I took my son to the Bills game on Saturday, and he was hydrated. He was sipping on his water bottle the whole way down to Orchard Park. I made sure that he had liquids inside the stadium, you know, sunscreen and everything. But I've said this, and I will say that I am not getting on the it's too hot bandwagon. I am going to sweat it out. I'm going to enjoy it because, again, in 3 months, it's going to be pretty cold, right? It's going to get down to the 40s, and you're going to be wishing it was a day like this. By the way, we are at the WBEN Odyssey tent. We're right in front of the New York State Lotto, and I didn't know this, or maybe I shouldn't say this on the air. They're giving away free scratch-offs at the New York State Lotto, right? I think they said 2 free scratch-offs in a bag. So, again, if that's what it takes for you to come by and say hi on your way in, we have the other wall open of the tent today so we can see a little more of the fair as we look out. And there's a pretty good crowd here. I'm not going to lie. There's a pretty good crowd. We're right across from the New York State Police. They've got their little blown-up state trooper waving to everybody. We got the county offices right across from us here. So come by, say hi, and there was someone very nice person walked by right as we were getting back on the air and said, Joe, if you weren't on the air, I'd ask to snap a picture with you. And, you know, that was, as I always say, I'm a big fan of constructive criticism, but I also love a good compliment. And, you know, that just made my day. And I don't think that person's already back in their car, but if they are, I hope they know that made my day. 803-0930, star 930. So before we were talking to Rego, we were talking about just everything happening over the weekend. And this post from the county executive saying, and, you know, David made a great point. Why is it always fight with this guy? But he said, great afternoon at MLK Park with Erie County Democrat Committee, Unity Coalition, and friends as we begin to take back our country one elected office at a time. Thank you to everyone who attended, especially to those who've never been to committee event before, as well as our friends from Unity for all the great food and drink. Now, my question is, you're going to, so Sean Ryan winning a seat that's already held by a Democrat, because he was at this event. It's Mark and Sean Ryan and Jeremy Zellner, you know, 3 people who won't come on the show. And they're talking about taking back our country one elected office at a time. Is he talking about the mayoral race in Buffalo? That position's already held by a Democrat who you stabbed in the back during the primary. So what do you mean? And my question is, so what do you want? Winning the country back. What, so the country's more like Erie County? 14% poverty? A median income thousands of dollars under the national average? That's what you're looking at? You want that nationwide? The policies of the city above? Have you been downtown? The policies of New York State? That is what you want to take nationwide? That's what you want? Again, I'd ask him these questions. He is 50 feet from the tent, but he won't come over, and that's fine. I'd like to know what this vision is. Because obviously the vision you sold in 24 didn't work. No one was jumping onto that vision. And then you've got this the situation in Washington with President Trump taking control. Let me make sure I read this correctly. Again, I don't want someone texting, Joe, you've said something wrong. Now, the D.C. police and Mayor Muriel Bowser were not aware of Trump's plan to place the department under federal control prior to his announcement. But he did announce today that he is going to federalize the response in D.C. And again, you can sit here and tweet out that crime is down in D.C., but it's still at an embarrassing high. And, you know, I remember a time, this was after a football game at FedEx Field, and we had to make our way back, and we got on the D.C. Metro. Now, you know, FedEx Field's not in D.C., but you had to go through D.C. And the train just stopped running at, like, 1 in the morning. And we were stuck right in the district. And let me tell you, you had people sleeping on fountains. You had people sleeping in the train station. This is the nation's capital. This is the capital of the greatest country to ever exist. And President Trump has said that he is going to, you know, make sure the streets are free. You know, that these people get a place to go. And as you have the county executive talking about crime being down, well, why don't we look at crime being down? This is the 2024 murder rate per 100,000 people. And at the top of this list is the capital of the United States of America, Washington, D.C. 27.54. That is murders per 100,000 people. So you want to play statistics. Hey, it's not as bad as it used to be. Yeah, but it's bad. What's going on right now is not working. And you want a safe capital, a secure capital. And that is what the president's doing. Now, again, I've been on this very station, on this very show that has my name on it. And I'll be vocal when there's things the president does that I disagree with. Right? I'm on one team. I'm on Team America. But I'll tell you, you want better stats than that in the District of Columbia. 803-0930, star 930. So the people who on Saturday were telling us we're going to get our country back one election at a time, they're fine with the status quo in D.C. They're fine with that. Hey, that's them having it under control. That's the message they're telling you. When you've got people like pulling cars and Hillary Clinton saying this is ridiculous, this is abuse of power, this is authoritarian. Okay, again, then they're fine with the status quo that's going on in the nation's capital today. And again, that would be my question. I'm not going to yell at them, but that's the kind of conversation. People don't, if that is what you're putting out there, and then refuse to answer anyone's questions. Oh my, I'm not coming on your show, Joe. Okay, hey, you know, I went over to the county table yesterday and guessed how many condoms were in the jar. You think I'd at least get an interview out of it? 803-0930, star 930. So I've got two things for you. What does the county executive mean when he says one office at a time? Is the vision for the USA Erie County? Because I got some stats that I will tell you. And D.C., do you agree or are you pushing back? Did Trump go too far with his comments and his move to crack down crime in D.C.? 803-0930, star 930. That gets you on the show. It also gets you on the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board. And if you're here at the fair listening on your headphones, well, that's amazing. Stop by. We got a mic right here for you. Stop by. We can have a nice conversation. It is Joe Beamer. I am live at the fair. And I'd love to talk with you after this break and a little news update with our very own Tom Puckett on News Radio 930 WBEN. Oh, welcome back. We are live at the Erie County Fair here on News Radio 930 WBEN. It is a beautiful day. The sun is out. I think someone just walked by with a winning scratch-off ticket from the New York Lottery, so good for them. They're going to run back in. Yeah, there they go. 803-0930, star 930 gets you on the show. Now, I'm getting some pushback on my heat statements. And you know what? You're right, Texter. This Texter writes in, Joe, I'll bet you change your tune about this heat if you had to spend 8 hours on a roof. Texter, you're absolutely right. I was not considering there are some jobs that you would definitely, yes, you have no choice but to be outside in the heat. Yeah, that would probably change my tune, Texter. You're right. Also, I misspoke. Everclear is tonight. It is a free concert here at the Erie County Fair. And if you're wondering, Everclear, well, you know, they had that one song, bom, 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 bom. Oh, and they had that song, Father of Mine. Those were their two, they had two big hits. You get to see them for free tonight at the fair. Well, free with admission at the fair. And it's Taste of, and it's Taste of the Fair Day. Some really good deals around here. We talked to the good people from the Bacon Bomb. You're getting a lot of chicken for $3 there. We talked to Colossal Onion. Make sure you go by and see Rigo. Tell him Joe Beamer sent you. But if you go around, you see there's Buffalo Wontons for $3. We've got Waffle Fries for $3. And a lot of good stuff out there. 803-0930, star 930. So we're talking about this... Well, two things that happened, one over the weekend, one today. So the first thing we're talking about is the county executive says, you know, we got to take our country back one election at a time. Now, he was there with Sean Ryan, who's running for mayor of Buffalo. The mayor of Buffalo right now is a Democrat. So I don't understand what the fight is. You stabbed the current mayor in the back. And now Sean Ryan's there, so Zellner can take Sean Ryan's seat. It's all part of a plan. So I don't know what you mean by this at this event, with standing there with Sean Ryan one election at a time. Again, you have the seat. You have the seat in the city of Buffalo. You didn't like the mayor, which is a theme with the county executive. He didn't like the last mayor. So we have that. And then the President Trump's move to activate the D.C. Guard to combat crime in the District of Columbia. Do you think it's the right move or not? 803-0930, star 930. Is this Dan in Tonawanda? I guess not. 803-0930, star 930 gets you on the show. You can also text 803-0930, star 930. Or you can't text star 930. 803-0930 gets you on the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board. And talk about either of these things. And again, these are the kind of questions I would ask if the county executive would walk across the street and sit down. We got a mic right here for him. And he can sit here and he can tell us what he's looking at. And, you know, again, maybe finally explain what the reasoning was of stabbing Mayor Chris Scanlon in the back. Because we still haven't gotten the answer to that question. Right? Oh, you know, it was a hard fight. You know, and then the phony statement afterwards. Chris has a bright future in the Democratic Party. You know, I mean, the consolation prize because you and Zellner didn't think that he was worthy to get a full term because Zellner is sick of being the chair of the DNC of the Erie County Democrats and wants to go take Sean Ryan's seat without an actual election. Is that why? And what's the goal? What's the goal? To be like Erie County? 14% poverty? 60-some percent either overweight or obese? Thousands of dollars under the median income average of the country? What do you mean? You're telling us now that deploying the National Guard in D.C. is the wrong move. So what, that's the status quo? Is that what you mean by taking the country back? One elected office at a time? I just want to know. I think it's a fair question. It's a fair question. We have a chair here. We have a mic here. I got the rest of my Bloomy Onion. I mean, I got a lot to offer. 803-0930, star 930. Let's go to Dan in Tonawanda. Dan, what do you take on either both of these or one of these issues?
Well, first of all, President Trump, I love what he's doing. I think it's a great idea. But can I just go back with Kevin Hartwick last week? I think your show is doing fantastic, Joe. You've done great. I wish you had another hour. But just the only thing I would say is just push back a little bit, because Kevin was saying that, you know, the addition he wanted to do during COVID. Well, the fact is I was building the whole time, and there was people that were, everybody was remodeling their homes. It was a building boom because everybody's getting extra money from the government, and they're putting it into remodeling their homes because they couldn't do anything else. And the other thing I would have pushed back on, he says, I couldn't afford the lumber. The guy works as a county controller, probably making $100,000 a year. I don't know what the professors make, probably $100,000 a year, $200,000 a year. And he can't afford to put an addition on his house. Come on. How big of an addition was he going to put on? And the gerrymandering, I agree with that. You shouldn't do it, but the Democrats have been doing it for years and years, and they brought 20, probably to 50 million people in this country in the last decade or more because they knew that those people were going to vote Democrat. They weren't going to vote Republican, and that's like redoing the whole map in the whole country. That was the purpose of that, and that's why they're fighting so hard on that. Instead of fighting for the citizens of this country that we have today, they don't do, which goes back to where President Trump is. He's in Washington, D.C., federalizing the police force. I think it's a great idea because, you know, you're like you said, it's the capital of the United States. I mean, we're talking about people from around the world go there daily and families. I mean, you need it to be safe. I've been there multiple times, countless times, and I love it. They're one of my favorite places on earth. But the last time I was there, I noticed it getting worse by people on the benches or you could smell the urination outside. It was terrible. But I'm glad he's doing it, and I wish that they would do that in Niagara Falls. If Kathy Hochul says, I'm gonna bring the state police in, we're going to have a presence in Niagara Falls and Buffalo, New York, to try to make a difference, to try to bring crime down, to bring back a tourism, you know, I would give her all the credit in the world. I'd say, you know what, Kathy, you did something that's great, but she won't do it. And when they take these statistics about the crime rate, they're not telling you the truth. A lot of the crime rate, they're not even arresting people because they know they're going to be right back out. So the cops are like, why would I waste my time? Paperwork. Why would you even go through it? And then when they do get arrested, they're let right out. They don't tell you the truth on the crime statistics. I'm telling you, it's been factual. When Biden was in office, the FBI changed their way of how they came up with statistics on crime. I'm for what President Trump is doing, and I would love to see it done in Niagara Falls. And Buffalo, and when we talk about Buffalo, we all love Buffalo, but I'm going to tell you right now, Western New York, this area will not change unless we fix Niagara Falls. I don't believe local politicians could fix Niagara Falls. I don't believe it for a minute. That's why we need the state and federal government. If Kathy Hochul had a good, honest bone in her, she'd say, come on, President Trump, help me out here. And bring those...
Well, here's the... Dan, I'll let you finish, but here... Here's the problem. There are Democrats who are speaking out against the cashless bail, you know, against cashless bail. And what happens? They get primaried. Look at Chris Scanlon. That is happening to Democrats in local elections, all across New York who have the you know what to speak out and say, wait a minute, cashless bail is a problem. You've got the chair boss who makes sure they get primaried and they get shut up.
I heard him on your radio show. I think it was your show that you had him on, or it was one of you guys had him on, either you or David. And I got to tell you, the guy made so much common sense. I said, why wouldn't you want this guy? And this guy was great. Everything he said was perfect. And maybe because he was too moderate, more, you know, in the middle than he was left, which seems like the Democrat Party today is so far left. I don't see him even trying to correct it right now. They're putting the pedal to the metal. Socialism. We already have socialism in this state. We have it in other states, and they're on their way to communism, man. If they could take that Constitution, the original document, they would take it and put it in a shredder right in front of all of America because they don't believe in the Constitution. I hear that we're a democracy. Bull. We are a constitutional republic. That's what the United States is, a constitutional republic. We live by the Constitution, die by the Constitution. That's why we're allowed to speak our minds, and we're allowed to have our own guns if we want to protect our families. And the main reason why is so our government doesn't get out of control. You have that right. This country has the right to fight back if we ever had to.
I look at what's going on in D.C. and the complaining about the president doing something to combat the crime with the answer being, well, the crime's on the way down. But it's still at a ridiculously high amount compared to other cities, not only in the country, Dan, in the world.
I would argue, Joel, I would argue that.
But even if you look at those, even if you look at the numbers they're providing you, and I don't disagree with you, Dan, but if you look at the numbers that they're providing you, it's still a ridiculous amount of crime. And they're saying, hey, we're working on it. Instead of, how about the guy who just got the border under control in less than 2 months? How about we look at that guy to take care of the crime in the district? I mean, they push back on everything. And my question to them is, so what's going on in D.C., that's the status quo. That's the status quo for a Democrat-run United States of America.
I couldn't agree with you more, Joe. I think he's doing a fantastic job. I don't agree with everything he does. I don't. I think he puts his foot in his mouth sometimes, which, you know, he's a New Yorker. He's a New York City guy. That's what they – you ever been a New York City guy besides Trump? They're all the same. They're tough. They don't take no BS. I mean, they give it to you. You know, that's how they are, and they speak their mind. And Trump's the same way, and I love that about him too. So, you know, there's things I don't like, but the majority of what he's doing, I think this second term around – he's much better, and I think the reason why is because he got ousted the second time, the second election, and that helped him. It helped him open his eyes to how bad the deep state really is, and still is, really. You know, but
he also in his first term, he aligned himself with people who were not in his best interest and did everything they could to go against his message. I mean, he's got people who are aligned with him this time, and I think that's really helping him as well.
They were all establishment people. Like, you got Bolton coming out. He's all for this war. He keeps saying that Trump's doing a bad. What's wrong with is meeting with Putin and trying to stop a war? Then you got Liz Zelensky out there saying that, you know, they can't take anything. Well, the fact is, you ain't going to get that back. Whether they end the war today or another 10 years from now and another how many a million people die on top of it. I mean, I'm for stopping the war, figuring out a solution and saving lives. Because let's face it, Ukrainians yep. and Russian soldiers, I'm sure they don't want to be there fighting each other. I'm sure it's a miserable war. I mean, no war
should,
is good.
And it should never have here? And it should never have started. And I think President Trump's right when he says if he was president, it never would have started. But Dan, you're right. I mean, we have to look at this realistically. And let's put an end to the war. And I'm sure, you know, at that point we can see, okay, who gets what. But let's not forget that, I mean, part of what Russia is claiming now happened during the Obama administration. Again, I'm like you. Let's end the war, and then we can figure everything else out. But that war never should have started, and it's a shame that it's still going on. And yeah, you have to meet with Putin. You have to meet with people if you want to end it. You can't just, you know, you can't just talk about it like so many on the left want to do.
What kills me about the left is like Mark Poloncarz or Kathy Hochul. There's not one positive thing that they could say about. Not one. I could say something positive about everybody. It might not like that person because of their politics, but I don't hate the person as a human. I just can't stand their politics, whether it's Hochul or Mark Poloncarz. I seen Poloncarz recently. He said hello to me. I said hello to him. I didn't say anything about anything else. I just kept my mouth shut. But I don't like what he says or does.
No, I mean, hey, as you know, I mean, Kevin Hardwick and I are friends. I've worked on this station with him. I don't agree with his current political beliefs, and he knows that. It's nothing personal. It's just I don't think that is the direction of the country, because I think we saw the last 4 years why that's not the direction of the country.
You know, I know Kevin pretty good. He knows me, so I'm sure if he's listening right now, he's probably rocking back and forth his rocking chair. But I could tell you, he lives in the same city as me, and I could tell you, I've been to Republican round table meetings with him. Not a Republican, but I used to go to him. And you know, I can't imagine how a guy can talk, you know, so like moderate to conservative back in the day and asking for money and to be where he is today. I just don't understand it. I mean, don't you have any principles? I mean, I have grounded principles, you know what I mean? That won't change no matter who's in there. If I don't like a person, I don't care if he's a Republican or Democrat. There's a lot of Republicans that I don't like, believe me. But I still have my principles that stick with me no matter what. I don't understand how he can change like that. That doesn't make any sense, especially being a professor. And another thing is, one more thing about Hardwick. He should never, nobody should know your politics if you're a teacher. Nobody. If they do, then you're not a good teacher, period.
Yeah, I mean, to an extent. I mean, I you know, Kevin is a political science professor, and I think he can use his political experience in the classroom. I generally would agree with you, Dan. Like, you know, I mean, I took Pergamon's class at Madai, and believe me, on the first day you knew where he stood politically. It had nothing to do with the class. For Kevin, it does have to do with the class, as long as, you know, he lets it be known, hey, these are my political opinions. But I get what you generally agree with what you're saying when it comes to professors and teachers.
You know, I'd be shocked if polling cards came across the 50 feet there and actually sat down with you and talked to you. I'd be shocked. I'd fall off my chair if he did.
Well, you know, I don't know if you ever listened to the old Opie and Anthony show, but I am very easily, I'm not changed. I'm not going to change my beliefs, but you know, we could have a good conversation. It's like Opie and Anthony is always crap on Scott Shannon. Until Scott Shannon called into their show, and it was completely different. Yes, they still had disagreements with the type of show he did, but they were very friendly with him. Again, I don't see that happening, but...
I agree with you. You know, you push back a little bit, but not in a disrespectful way. That's why you got Democrats coming on. Hopefully you get more of them coming on, you know. I would love to see him come on. I mean, I don't know, like I said, I don't hate the guy, but I can't stand his politics, obviously, but I... We'd love to hear what he has to say. You know, all I can tell you,
yeah,
I know from seeing him, when it's 90 degrees out, he's got a suit on. He's definitely running for a bigger office. And every time Kathy Hochul says something, you notice he's always saying something right after, within a couple hours. He's always, you know, basically, you know, rewriting what she's saying. That's what he's trying to make good with the governor. That's what it seems to me.
Yeah. I mean, Dan, to your point, I have a lot of friends who politically don't agree with me, and I love them to death. When it's the county executive, though, I feel like he takes everything political. You know what I mean? Like everything political, personal. That's the thing with that dude. But I'm telling you, I mean, it's an open invitation. I will have the mic here until Sunday at noon if he wants to walk across and give us an interview. Hey, I got to go. We got to get to a break, Dan. Always appreciate the call. That is Dan in Tonawanda. Opening a line, 803-0930, *930, gets you on the show. No, that's how I, you know, I mean, if you listen to Hardline yesterday, Mitch Nowakowski was on. I love Mitch Nowakowski. He's one of my favorite people. He's one of my favorite Democrats. We don't agree politically, and Mitch knows that. But guess what? He's a great guy. Mitch Nowakowski is a great guy. Again, I don't agree with him politically. I think he'd be a better mayor than Sean Ryan. Right? I mean, if I had a pick from the Democrat side, you know, and same with Kevin Hardwick. Kevin and I don't agree politically, but Kevin's a friend. And, you know, I consider him a friend. Also, Supervisor Brian Nowak. We don't agree politically. I mean, we're very far different on politics, but I think he's a good guy. And you know what? You might disagree with the direction he has in mind, but he cares about Cheektowaga. I told you the time I posted something about an observation. It was not a criticism, an observation I made on Union Road. And within 5 minutes, Supervisor Nowak had a comment on there. I mean, again, I got a lot of respect for the guy. I don't agree with him, but I got a lot of respect for him. Brian Higgins. Brian Higgins would be on Hardline all the time. And you know what? Tim Kennedy has continued that. Again, we don't agree politically. Doesn't mean we have to avoid each other, right? I mean, if you look at the county executive, 40-some percent of his constituents don't agree with him. You're just going to not talk to them? He was the only elected official who didn't come on the station during the blizzard. Hochul came on during the blizzard. Byron Brown came on during the blizzard. Brian Higgins came on during the blizzard. Like, to me, that's just, you have to know when to separate your opinion from news. And again, talking to your constituents. And you would think that you'd want to talk to all your constituents, not just the ones you agree with. But again, I'm not a politician for a reason. I'd love to hear your takes on these. 803-0930, *930 gets you on the show. It also gets you on the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board. Your thoughts on Trump deploying the National Guard in D.C. and also Democrats out there. Frank and Amherst, I know we're going to talk on Wednesday. But you know what? When the county executive says, we are going to fight one election at a time and take back the country, so the country is going to be more like Erie County? Can you explain this to me? 803-0930, *930, when we come back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather.
It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Tell me, where have you been? You know, I just closed my eyes. My whole world disappeared. Father of mine, take me back to the day. Yeah, when I was still your golden boy, back before you went away.
Oh, yeah, welcome back. That is Everclear, and they are at the fair today, tonight. Free with admission. They will perform 7:30 on the Buffalo News grandstand. They say, now this is in the read, don't miss this night of iconic 90s alternative rock. Everclear tonight, free with admission at the Erie County Fair. 803-0930, star 930 gets you on the air. I should also mention that Patrick Gorman will be the veteran of the day. He served in the Marine Corps and in the Army. And Ronald Endel is the firefighter honoree of the day. So thank those men and everyone. Everyone who puts on a uniform for your service and doing what you do. Also at the fair today, it's the Touch a Truck featuring Mercy Flight today from 11 to 7. So till 7. Touch a Truck will be open gates between gates 1 and 6 near Armor Fire, featuring special appearances by Mercy Flight. Kids can climb aboard and explore many pieces of the Mercy Fleet. So that is awesome. And I should point out, now I know I said this on the air with David, but the Belly Melon Taco over at Bobo's Taco Box, let me tell you, that was my favorite, and it won the Savory Award in the New Food Showdown. If you're here, if you're going to be at the fair, you got to try a lot of stuff. I'm telling you, don't eat all day and come to the fair on an empty stomach. The Belly Melon Taco was absolutely delicious. I mean, you go in going watermelon on a taco, but it works. It really works. So let me tell you, you want to check that out. 803-0930, star 930. That gets you on the show today. We're talking about two things. We kind of split two of the topics, of the big topics of the weekend and of today. The first is the president preparing activation of the National Guard in D.C. and the pushback. Again, you know, I am not the kind of person. It doesn't always have to be my team, my team. You know, I put my country first. Country before party. But it seems like we are living in a time, and this, let's be honest, this happens on both sides of the political aisle, but we are living in a time where it is your party before country. And again, we see that it is so predictable. The responses to the president, again, trying to tackle a high crime area. Let's stop with the, well, crime's down. He doesn't know what he's doing. This is authoritarian. Stop with that. And let's focus on, it's still high crime, right? High crime's high crime. Okay, at the end of the hockey season next year, if the Sabres have 8 more points but miss the playoffs, I don't, well, they had 8 more points. I don't want to hear that. They still missed the playoffs. It's the same result. DC crime is still unacceptably high. Again, I read you that murder rate per 100,000, 27.54 per 100,000. So we're not talking about, well, I mean, it's the point where there's almost no crime. That's not the case at all. It is still a high crime area, and we are talking about the capital of the country. And if Mario Bowser doesn't care, well, then, yeah, it's time for the president to take over. And again, you would think that, I did a show on this last week, The Party That Cries Wolf. And how many, everything the president does, they're freaking out about it, right? They're freaking out about it, and they're blowing up social medias. So, it's again, it's predictable, but they are the party that cries wolf, and they continue to overreact to everything. Again, if you're pointing to D.C. and going, that is the status quo, that is what our policies get you, okay, then when the county executive is saying we're going to take back our country one local election at a time, you want the country to look like Erie County in Washington, D.C. High crime, high poverty, low median income, high obesity. That's what you want the country to look like. You freak out because RFK is attacking chemicals and stuff that never should have been allowed in our food to begin with. And you won't even give credit to the guy. You have the president who's trying to make things here in America. You know, we used to all be able to put our party aside and root for America and root for American jobs. We can't even get that from the political left anymore. They don't care. Right? They don't care about jobs because if we had a country of leaders like Mamdani, it would just be the government paying you to live. Right? We got to be able to give, to quote the great Rush Limbaugh, no one can beat Santa Claus. 803-0930, star 930. Let's go to Mark in Tonawanda. Mark, thanks for hanging on, man.
How you doing, Joe?
I'm doing all right, Mark. What do you think of this situation?
Well, I mean, you know, these people that are complaining that they don't want this, you know what? When their kids or grandkids get clubbed over the head with a baseball bat, I bet they change their tune. Nobody in this country, if they're going to make it where you can't carry a weapon, they don't want nobody to do that, you can't fight and defend yourself, nobody with a half a brain should ever say you got too many cops, this is wrong, that's wrong. Because you know what the priority should be? You should be able to walk down the street without getting robbed, carjacked. I read a story the other night. Some grandmother, three little jerks, went and carjacked her. She had her seatbelt hung onto the door. She got her arm ripped off her body. You know what this is? Stuff you see out of a Mad Max movie. This is the point we're at. There's too many rules and too many regulations in this country. Trump is absolutely right. You want to fight fire with fire. You're going to clean it up, and you take no prisoners. That's how you do it. The only thing they respect is fear. They go in front of these judges, and I don't know what these judges are smoking lately. I'll give them probation. They'll send them to college. There should be a mandatory minimum. I don't care if you're 12 years old. Mandatory minimum. You sit for 3 years, and you stare out that window like a caged animal, and hopefully, you learned your lesson. You don't laugh with your buddies, go in front of a judge, oh, he's okay, he'll be all right. No, he did something wrong. They just got to start lowering these age. You got to meet these guys on their level, or they will take it over. Now it's to the point, it's spilling over. You're getting Congress people getting carjacked. You would think you're in a position like that, the Jew would cancel a week's vacation and say, we got to talk about this. We got to do this. Not in this country. Everybody's great at turning the other cheek. Oh, it's not the kid's fault. You know, it might not be his fault, but he's the one that did it. Start locking these little angels up, and that's it. Oh, nobody deserves to have to worry. If you have a nice car, someone's going to try and steal your car, put a bullet in your head. This is out of control. It's ridiculous. And I don't care if I go down the street. I don't care if I see an Abrams tank. If it keeps me safe, I'll buy the guy's coffee. Bring it all on in. These guys got to learn. They're laughing at the system. They're laughing at these judges. That's a whole other story.
Yeah.
Everybody deserves a chance.
Mark, they're carjacking. They're doing things again because they know. They'll get an appearance ticket. There's cashless bail. And then you have kids under 18 in New York State who know. Well, I can't be charged as an adult, so I won't. The penalty will be nothing. So yeah, I'm gonna go and make a video doing this, and we've seen the tragic endings to some of these carjackings. It's the lack of laws, and it is inviting lawlessness. Again, you can throw whatever numbers you want out of D.C. that crime is down. It is still high compared to many, many cities, and it's unacceptable for the capital district of this country.
Yo, it's all over the country. Like he said, I wouldn't put it past somebody to fudge the numbers. I don't care. The thing, the downfall of this country, people want to sit in their air-conditioned office in front of their computer for endless hours. You know what I say? Shut the air conditioner off. Shut the computer off. Hit the streets at midnight and see what's going on. That's the true determining factor of what's happening. I'm so sick of everybody not wanting to get out and hit the streets. It's a disgrace. And that's why you have the problems you have, and it's ridiculous. And I'll tell you one thing in closing. You got to lower the age limit. These kids mature quicker today. And like, what's her face? Jeanine Pirro. I can't touch them. These kids know that. So you know what you say? Hey, little angel, you're 14 years old. Times change. We're changing with the times. When I was 14, we didn't do stuff like this, but you little angels do it. So guess what? You want to play and do all these major crimes? You want to go? You want to jump in the A-League? You're going to get A-League time. And I don't understand why this is such a problem in the supposed smartest, richest country in the world. This is ridiculous. And it's not just D.C. It's all over the place.
No,
you got
no.
Over
it's New York, and by the way,
that's ridiculous. Over in Portland, let me tell you how brazen these people are. Over in Portland, they're trying to take over ICE police headquarters. This is something you see when they invaded Iraq. Are you kidding me right now? You got
to
put.
And that's not new to Portland. That's not new to Portland. They did that in 2020. Remember, they took over the a police station in Portland. That's been a mess.
These,
that's been a mess for the last half decade.
And it's like a bad tooth. The longer you leave it a mess, the more pain you're going to have when you pull that tooth. I don't understand.
Yep.
They have all these people. Well, where's the water cannons? Do you know? And when they're in Los Angeles, you know what I would do? You want to protest? You're going to lose your $1,000 phone. It's going to be soaking wet. Why does it got to take me to figure this out? You can't get a couple water cannons. I mean. They do it in other countries. You're not hurting anybody. You get them a little wet. Big deal. How long are they going to protest? They'll be screaming because their phones. They can't communicate. You cut the communication off. You got to start thinking like this. This is a mess what's going on. Absolute mess should have been done a long time ago. But then you got everybody on the other. Oh, well, we can't do that. Okay. You have all your rules and regulations. In the meantime, the criminals, big smile on their face. They got it.
Yep.
They can't touch me. They can't do this. They can't do that. Oh, they're
exactly.
Lucky I'm not in there. They're lucky I'm not in there.
Exactly.
All right, man. Thank
exactly.
you.
Hey, Mark, we're up against the clock, man. I appreciate the call. Mark in Tonawanda. Yeah, I mean, that, again, you're promoting lawlessness. And, again, Chris Scanlon came on this show and was talking about how difficult it is to, how difficult it is to keep crime down with cashless bail. Now, Chris Scanlon had been very vocal about his opposition to some of the cashless bail. And what's the party do? They stab him in the back. They run Sean Ryan. Now, again, was that because Chris Scanlon was talking about cashless bail or because Jeremy Zellner wants a seat in Albany or a little bit of both? But, I mean, I don't understand today. I do. I mean, I've seen this book. I've seen this movie now for 10 years. Again, regardless of what the president says, the left goes 180 against it. Because you would think this is something we could all agree on. Hey, crime is a problem. Like, why is that? That's a controversial statement. Crime is a problem. And there is a crime problem in the District of Columbia. I don't care how much it's down. Is it down to zero crime? Well, then it's a problem. And you would think that you would think instead of fighting the administration on it, we could come together. We could come together and say, yes, how can we address this? How can we make it better? Mario Bowser's been in the White House enough this year with the announcement of the stadium. You would think that again, put your politics aside, come together, and let's make the District of Columbia a safe place. Because, by the way, I love going and visiting the District of Columbia. The history in those buildings, walking through. You know, when I was with student government, I did a tour through the White House in 2009. There's a great picture of me with a SpongeBob SquarePants popsicle standing outside the White House ready to go in. It was amazing to be able to walk through that building. And again, the history in D.C. That includes the Hard Rock Cafe across the street from Ford's Theater, right? I mean, it's awesome to go and visit the history of America. Right. Yes. Now, some of that history is in Philadelphia, but it's awesome to go and visit. And again, we want people to feel safe when they are going to visit. We don't want people to be scared to go to the Capitol. Right. See the Capitol building, see the White House, see the Washington Monument, the Lincoln Monument. I mean, there's so much to do. I love going. I love visiting. I mean, Nationals Park, probably a top five baseball park in the MLB. Again, I hate the Nationals as a Mets fan. But it's a top five MLB park. There's so much to do. But again, this is what we talk about with why aren't people going downtown? Because if in the news repeatedly you have shootings and murders and carjackings and robberies and stuff, well, people don't want to go. And we're seeing those issues in the city of Buffalo, and we're seeing those issues in D.C. And the president said, enough is enough. Again, I don't know why we can't have a coming together moment and try to figure that out. It is Joe Beamer. We are live at the fair here on News Radio 930 WBEN. And it's been nice to meet people. Eileen called in last week. I was hoping she would stick around until I was off the air. She was here visiting the tent. Now, she was the one, you know, we do not agree politically, but she's a very nice lady, and she listens, and she says that she appreciates the back and forth, and it was nice to see her. Again, I wish I would have been able to talk with her, but she, you know, she's here to see the fair. But I loved meeting with people. I during the breaks and before the show, I usually have been getting here around 10:30, 11, and walking around. I got my BEM. I've got five BEM polos that I'm cycling. I'm washing them. Don't worry. I'm washing them every day. But just very nice to meet all the listeners and, you know, run into some other, radio and media people. And, again, it's awesome. It's awesome to have this job. It is awesome to be sandwiched in the middle of two great radio talents like David Bellavia and Tom Bowerly. And, I am just, honored to be here, and we'll be back here tomorrow. From 1 to 3, we'll have a fair guest, and we'll tell you what's going on here at the fair. Again, tonight, Everclear, live with, free with admission to the fair. So, hey, go be transported back to the 90s for an hour at the fair today. And by the way, not only is there a free concert, the taste of the fair goes until the end of the fair. So, all these vendors have their $3 offerings, and I told you about the piece of chicken I got for $3 at the Bacon Bomb. Make sure you go visit them. $3, you get a big piece of barbecue chicken smoked over 3 hours. It's absolutely delicious. And if you go and see Miranda or Tina at the Bacon Bomb, make sure you say, hey, I heard Miranda and Tina on the Joe Beamer Show. And if you go see Rigo over at Colossal Onion for the Bloomy Onion, again, make sure you tell them, hey, I heard Rigo on the Joe Beamer Show on WBEN. Make sure they know, hey, we're getting people here and we're getting people to the stands. I will be back here tomorrow starting at 1 o'clock. Looking forward to it as always. Tom Bowerly is up next after the news with Tom Puckett here on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
There's searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.